بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Please accompany me now. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We start with our blessings and salams على محمد وآل محمد and أهل البيت عليهم السلام. And inshallah, right now we are in Quran workshop. We have the honor to have different qaris and hafiz of the whole Quran between us. I want to take the opportunity to introduce some of them to you here. Of course, Mawlana Abu Dhar Wahidi said, Abu Dhar Wahidi, he doesn't need any introduction. He's a very well-known qari and hafiz of Quran, with international rankings, of course. There we have Dr. Sister Narjis Khademi. She's also Quran scholar. And she's also Quran scholar, and she has the whole Quran in her heart. And she's a very active member of Quran Society and Islamic Centers in Houston, Texas. We are very pleased and honored today to have Dr. Aryan, Dr. Sohila Masood Far Aryan. She's also keeping Quran in her heart, and she is the true follower of Quran. She's very humble and she has memorized the whole Quran. And I'm nothing but the servant of Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this honored to be able to memorize Quran, the whole Quran. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, today we are going to have a very kind of interactive session. Inshallah, first Mawlana Wahidi will talk about the importance of memorizing and reciting Quran, how to learn and how to memorize Quran, and how to be a good qari. And inshallah, we will use the knowledge of our sisters Aryan and Sister Khalim. Inshallah, you can ask questions, and inshallah our brother and our sisters will answer your questions regarding memorizing Quran, different ways of memorizing Quran, how to make it easier for ourselves to memorize Quran, and how to recite Quran beautifully, inshallah. I would like to, when we have Brother Wahidi here, we always take the opportunity and we will request him to have, inshallah, one of his beautiful recitations for us, and then, inshallah, we will start our session with salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا
شديد فجاسوا خلال
وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء ليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا عسى ربكم اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العلي العظيم
صلوات
سلم وزد وبارك على رسول الله وآله الأطهار على رسول الله وآله الأطهار
One more time.
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على رسول الله وآله الأطهار على رسول الله وآله الأطهار
أسأل الله الصلوات والسلام Thank you very much again. I appreciate Brother Wahidi for beautiful, touching, and emotional recitation. Okay, I have to announce again, we are gathering here for Quran workshop. We are going to answer how to memorize Quran, how to recite Quran beautifully. Inshallah, right now I'm going to ask the Hafiz of the whole Quran and the scholar of Quran, Dr. Najis Khadim, to please come to the podium. And she will talk a little about different methods, and inshallah, we will go to Q&A. please with salawat ala Muhammad and ala Muhammad company.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين إنه خير ناصر ومعين إلهي أنطقني بالهدى والهمني التقوى. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Okay, today I would like to talk very briefly about my personal experience in memorization of Quran. Since I'm teaching Quran to school students, and they have so many questions about the methods of memorization of Quran and different ways to get closer to Quran and to Word of Allah and have better and closer relationship with the Word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the best instruction for our life, which is the best guidance for us. So I'm gonna just refer to my personal experience very briefly. And then I will talk about the methods that I was memorizing Quran with. And then if there is any question, I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. When I was 16, I went to the Quranic school. And, you know, I finished the first grade in high school. And I decided to go to Quranic school and memorize the whole Quran in 1 year. So it was not very easy to decide to do so because at those time it was really, really important for all the students to follow their education and go to medical school or engineering. But one point is, because we have families here, the role of parents and the family in this way, it is very important. You know, while all my friends at the school, they were very seriously continuing their studies, and you know, they were thinking only this is important to be a doctor or an engineer. But actually, my families are so. For example, my father is a pharmacist and my mom is a dentist. But when I was deciding to quit the school for 1 year, they said that they were encouraging me, and they said that not only you are not gonna miss anything, because I was going to lose my friends, okay? Because next year I was going to one lower grades at a school. My father said that you are not gonna lose anything, but you are going to get so many things. And in this year, spending time with Quran and getting closer to the word of Allah, you will ensure your whole life. 1 year, just concentrate on Quran, and then ensure your whole life. And it was true. Alhamdulillah, now every day and every year after that blessed year, I can see the fruits and the benefits that's about that tawfiq that Allah given. Alhamdulillah. So, during 1 year, I memorized the whole Quran. We used to memorize 3 pages each day. And so some people say, oh, it's too much, memorizing 3 pages each day. But I can say, you know, our brain is like the muscles of the body. When you work with them, when you exercise, you will improve. You get more power, like the muscles with exercising. You will be more strong. Our brain is like that. When you start memorizing Quran, when you exercise, so then you will be able to memorize more and it's going to be easier for you. But at the beginning, it's a little bit hard. And then I remember when we reached to Juz 17 and 19, we were ready to memorize 5 pages each day, but we didn't do that because we were memorizing and reviewing at the same time. For example, when you are memorizing the first pages of Juz 30, you need to at the same time review from the beginning of the Quran, Juz 10, 9, 8. So you need to have a very, very detailed schedule, and you need to follow the schedule. And now I would like to talk about the methods. In that Quranic school, which was in Tehran in Iran, You know, it was not only memorization, but also commentary and translation. So we can memorize one ayah if you like, but I wish we had the screen so I could show you the ayah and I could talk about the meaning of each word. But when you break the ayah into smaller pieces and just concentrate on the meaning of each word and just repeat it a few times, okay? This is the method. If you follow the method, it's going to be so easy. For example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, this is one phrase, okay? Now start memorizing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is easy, right? إِنَّ means certainly. Okay, إِنَّ. We have it so many times in the Quran, it has been repeated. إِنَّ means certainly. الَّذِينَ means those who. So put them together. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ. Certainly those who. آمَنُوا means they believe. Wa means and. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ means عَمِلُوا, it's come from amal, right? Amal means doing something. صَالِحَاتِ means doing righteous things, right? So just put them together. Consider each word in the phrase and then all the words together. Okay, so and that itself means certainly الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, certainly those who believed and did righteous things. So I'm sure you can do it. You can, if you see the words and then you remember the meaning of each word and just put them together. So you will repeat inna five times. And then inna alladhina amanu amus. You will add few words again and again and repeating. So it takes around 5 to 10 minutes to memorize one ayah at the beginning, but later on it's going to be very, very faster. So you will memorize it, and it's really easy. You will just add more ayahs, more phrases, more words, and then you will complete the whole page, and then you will review it. You will recite it for some other people. Now at a school, we have some memorization classes, and mashallah, students are doing pretty good. So actually we have different methods, but our teacher used to teach us the meaning of each word, and then if there is any tafsir point, if there is any more explanation about the meaning of the ayah, she would explain for us, and so at the same time we could increase our knowledge about the meaning of Quran, the history of Quran, the history of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also memorizing Quran. And I cannot tell you how much you gain in just being with Quran. And you know, there is nobody will, you know, live Quran unless he will get something. Okay, this is very blessed. And there is a hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The meaning of that is, whenever you are with Quran, you never feel alone. So it is really one of the best ways to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you are thinking always how to be special, how to be the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way is memorizing His word. Some people say memorization is not important. It's important to apply the rules of Islam, the Quran meaning in your life. That is true. But memorization can be a very good way to do that. It's just an introduction to the next step, which is applying Quran in our lives. But this is very important. For example, just suppose that you receive a letter from somebody that you love so much. A letter from a very beloved person. How many times do you want to read it? You love that letter because it's from a very beloved person. It's not enough, you know, you feel that it's not enough just reading it and put it somewhere. No, you need to feel it, you need to hold it in your heart. You know, this is very, very good way to be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, in different situations, different things happens to you, and then the ayats will come to help you. The ayats are with you, in your heart. And you don't need to go say, okay, I'm going to open the book, open the Quran to see what ayah is related to this topic or issue. You have it. And this is a great blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more tawfiqat and bless us with memorization and tartil and reading of Quran. Anything related to Quran is blessed. So I will be more than happy if there is any question.